This is Morgan Hazelwood, back again with more writing tips and writerly musings. Today, I'm back with 5 songs to query to. I am back in the query trenches, sending out my beloved manuscript that I've worked over and polished and revised so many times. I'm sending it out and hoping for someone to want it, to love it the way I do. There are so many emotional states that a querying author goes through, so I thought, let's explore a few of them through song. First emotion, picking the hopefully right agents to query. When you've decided you're ready to query, you're usually feeling pretty good about the state of your entire query package, from your opening pages to your pitch to your query letter itself. So you research all the agents and you find one that accepts your genre, mentions your favorite books, or, you know, your comp novels at least, for your manuscript as either their favorites or novels that they themselves represent. And their online biography and their social media sounds like they'd be the perfect fit for you. That's when it's time to not throw away your shot from Hamilton. The lyrics, you know, I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. No matter how old you are, your manuscript's probably young, scrappy, and hungry. I'm sure it applies. So that's a song that goes through my head when I'm sure that I've chosen the right agent. Next, state while you're waiting for that agent response. Okay, if nothing else in this list blatantly ages me, this probably does, especially this version, but this is what strums through my head when I hit send to that agent that I carefully picked, carefully selected. Letters to Cleo's, I want you to want me. The lyrics, obviously, I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me, you know, to sign that contract. The third state, when you get that rejection from that agent that you thought was perfect, you did your research, they sounded perfect. That's when your heart starts singing the lyrics from Cardigan's Love Fool. Or at least mine do, does. So I cry and I beg for you to love me, love me. Just say that you love me. Fool me, fool me. Just go on and fool me. Love me, love me. Pretend that you love me. Leave me, leave me. Just say that you need me. Yeah, get a little desperate there. So speaking of, let's talk about after you get yet another form rejection. By now, you're starting to feel a little panicked, frustrated, no, maybe more desperate. Surely some agent has to like your stuff, right? Maybe you just haven't found the right one. That's when it's time to break out Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? And you're shouting back, yes. Wouldn't you love somebody to love? Yes. You better find somebody to love. I'm trying here. Okay, maybe this isn't the right song. I feel a little called out right now. And finally, when that emotion, when you've decided you are not giving up, not today. You've gotten rejection after rejection, but you believe in your story and you're not ready to give up. That's when it's time to break out Rachel Platten's fight song. Or at least it is if you're me. Let's a couple different lyrics here. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe? Yeah, I still believe. And skip ahead. I'll play my fight song and I don't really care if nobody else believes, because I've still got a lot of fight left in me. True dat. True dat. So these clearly are just five. These aren't all the emotional states of a querying author, not by far. So let me know in the comments below, what songs do you tie to your emotional states when you send out your manuscript and ask somebody to love it?
And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. It goes a long way towards helping people find me. And I'll be back again next Monday with more writing tips and writerly musings. Bye-bye.